Well, a pastor in Silicon Valley is trying to do something about one aspect of what we're seeing. Pastor Ron Buford is leading a 12-step approach to recovering from racism. It was born from his own experience of being racially profiled. And the solution, he believes, is gathering people from different races and getting them to talk openly about their prejudices. Farida Javala Romero, from Here and Now contributor KQED, begins our story at one of Pastor Buford's meetings.
I'm Ron, and I'm a racist.
I'm Morgan, and I'm a racist.
I'm Josie, and I'm a racist.
10 people take turns introducing themselves at a racist anonymous meeting at the Congregational Church of Sunnyvale. Pastor Ron Buford says the first step, like with any addiction, is acknowledging you have a problem, taking responsibility.
Racism in the world is real. We should stop being in denial about it, the way an alcoholic is in denial about alcoholism. And we should say, yep, we're racist, and we're working on it.
It was very difficult to say, essentially, hi, my name is Casey, and I'm a racist.
Casey Ream remembers his first meeting a couple of months ago. He's 26 and white.
It made me feel humility. It made me feel embarrassed. But it also made me feel like, okay, if these other people are not going to lash out at me right now after saying that, if they're going to say it too, then maybe this is a good starting place.
Saying you're a racist in this group means that you've treated someone differently because of how they look. That broad definition levels the playing field so that people have a common starting point to examine their prejudices and stereotypes.
I'm in a situation where there are a number of black people, and some of them have these weird names.
Bonnie, who didn't want to use her full name, is a former kindergarten teacher.
And somehow, I just can't remember those weird names. And I feel very bad about it, and I can't...
Josie, who's black, responds from across the circle.
On the weird names, you might want to use unique or different, because I don't think the mother would like you to say, your child has a weird name, where'd you get unique?
Pastor Buford, who's also black, says he confessed his own stereotype to the group during a meeting. Asian women as bad drivers.
Where does that come from? You know, it's unscientific, it's racist, and it has no place in the 21st century.
Most of the stories are very personal, and some are loaded with guilt, anger, even pain. Daryl Alford talks about what happened to him decades ago when he was walking home from school as a first grader.
A little white boy comes and slugs me in the stomach and calls me the N-word. And I'd never known anything about prejudice or hatred. I never heard that word at home.
Alford says he hadn't really talked about it before. Today's meeting was about step 9, make amends to people you've hurt or offended. Alford wishes that kid was around to make amends with him. But at this point, he's finally letting it go.
Just thinking about forgiveness, I guess I wanted to also say I do forgive him for what he did to me.
People here want to move on from grudges and regret to be more aware of how they treat others, says Casey Ream, the 26-year-old. Recently, he realized he was the only white person among Latinos at a convenience store and caught himself feeling uncomfortable.
That's like at the root of the problem, is being uncomfortable with someone based on their race or having feelings that we're separate or different or that we can't have that shared space, that community that we're all hungry for. So at those moments, I just open up and I smile, and I'm glad to present myself as part of the mix.
The 12th step is to share the message with other, quote, race addicts. And Racist Anonymous is expanding. 2 churches in North Carolina and Florida have begun groups as well. For Here and Now, I'm Farida Javala Romero.